My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's over for Kadarius Toney. I know the Chiefs have tried and tried to make this work. They tried to put him at kick return. They tried to put him at punt return. They tried to put him at running back. They've had him be a wide receiver. They've tried to use him sparingly. They have done everything in their power to try to get as much juice out of that fruit as humanly possible. I understand. You spent a third-round pick on a player. He has shown you some explosiveness. I get wanting to get a return on your investment. Brett Veach, if you are listening, it is over. Andy Reid, if you are listening, it's over. If you know either one of those individuals, I want you to send this segment to them and let them know that Kadarius Toney has no role on this team. None. If you guys are wondering why I'm so hard on Kadarius Toney, can I just share one statistic with you guys? I might even share two if you will allow me to. Go ahead and sit down for a little bit. Let me share a statistic with you. Kadarius Toney did not play in the first preseason game. He was hurt. So they only have three. He missed one preseason game. All right, it's fine. It happens. You know, injuries are going to happen. He got into the second game. Quentin, he committed two penalties on the same play. Illegal formation. Bruh, how many times are you going to line up illegally? You cost the Chiefs a game last year because you lined up illegally. And we still don't know where to stand. We still don't know how to line up correctly. So that's just one of the penalties. He lined up illegally, and then they still ran the play. Then he got called for holding. Bruh. One snap, two penalties. All right, you know what? That happens. You know, that happens. I'm not going to get too upset about it. He had one catch. Quentin, out of curiosity, how many yards do you think that Kadarius Toney got with his one catch? Maybe you don't have the stats up the way that I do.
I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to guess like -4 because I remember that play because he got blown up in the backfield.
-4 yards.
All right.
So you were telling me that Kadarius Toney, when he was in on offense, he committed two penalties on one play. He got one catch. He lost yards. Oh, yeah. He did have a punt return. He got 7 yards. So if we were doing a plus-minus like he is a basketball player, he got a negative yardage plus-minus. He was playing for the Lions. This is the second time in the last calendar year. year he has played for the Detroit Lions, which would be good if he lived in Michigan, but he lives in Mission, and he's playing for the Lions. Please, please get Kadarius Toney as far away from the Kansas City metropolitan area as possible. I will help you move him. I don't just want him out of Kansas City proper. I want him out of Kansas City, Kansas. I want him out of Olathe. I want him out of Gardner, Lone Jack. I don't know where he is from, but please get Kadarius Toney off the team. Some of you might be saying, well, Carrington, he's one of the most explosive players he's got when he's healthy. When is he healthy? We can't keep saying when he's healthy. Stop telling me this. He wasn't healthy in Florida. He wasn't healthy for the Giants. He hasn't been healthy with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's not good. So far, in joining the Kansas City Chiefs, when he touches the ball, his average catch with the Chiefs is 8.3. Last year, it was 6.3 per yards per catch. You guys don't understand how bad that is as a wide receiver. Please, Andy, I know. I'm not even saying this is speculation. I know you guys have somebody that listens to this show. I know you do. Whoever that person is this season, because it could be a new person, please pass this message along to Andy. Please pass this message along to Brett Veach. Please get Kadarius Toney away from us. You don't need him. You don't need him anymore. If you want an average receiver with decent speed, you've got six of those people on the team. You can't have Cornell Powell do this. You can't have Nico Remigio. If you right now are on the text line, 913-586-7610, and you disagree with me, I want you to call up right now and tell me the why you want him around. Hell, I'll give you a pizza if I like your answer of why you would keep Kadarius Toney around on this roster. And if your answer is kick or punt return, bruh, stop it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want him around. You've tried to make it work long enough. You've tried to make it work with Kadarius Toney. It does not work with Kadarius Toney. I'm asking you, I'm begging you to please get him off the team. You guys are focused on the wrong things. You guys are worried about behind-the-back passes in the preseason, and I'm trying to figure out how you get two penalties on one play and you had -4 yards receiving.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do they just... from a Chiefs, do the Chiefs cut him? Do they just do they trade him for a conditional seventh? Do they do a little like one of those my failed player for your failed player type trades? What do the Chiefs do from here?
If there's a team right now that would trade for Kadarius Toney, I'm telling you he would have been off the team the moment you get that phone call. If you are Brett Veach and you're just sitting there and it's you just get a call. You're like, oh, hey, and it's the general manager of the Saints. I don't know his man's name. He just calls you. And you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, is Kadarius Toney going to make the team? I don't know. Well, you know, we're a little thin on failed first-round wide receivers, you know. We'd love to take them off your hand. How does a sixth-round pick sound? If Brett Veach got off that phone call without saying yes, his position should be terminated right now. I'm serious. He should be terminated right now. If there's an NFL team that would give you a sixth-round pick for Kadarius Toney and he's still around right now, fire Brett Veach. Kadarius Toney has no role on this team. I'm not even sure if he has a role in the National Football League. I'm not joking. We've seen Kadarius Toney in two different situations. He has played 3 years in the National Football League. He has 82 catches for 700 yards. Kadarius Toney did one cool thing one time, and it was great. It was very cool. He did one cool thing one time, but it's over, bro. They won another Super Bowl since then, and he did nothing to help them win that one. So we can move on from this. I don't want to spend all day ranting and raving about this, but I feel passionate about this. I'm serious. If you know Brett Veach, if he goes to the same country club as you, the same restaurant as you, I want you to walk up to him right now and say, hey, I was listening to the radio earlier today. They got this new all-sports station on the FM, 96.5 The Fan, their host. I can't remember what his name was, but he was saying that you guys should fire Kadarius Toney and just walk off. That's all I need for you to do. You don't got to do anything else. Nothing more, nothing less. Coming up on the other side, we're going to talk about more failed players. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.